The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of his thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Welcome, everyone, to the Traveling Pulpit Podcast. I'm Vernon Sheridan, the man with the unscripted voice, and I want to thank you for joining me on today. Well, Traveling Pulpit family, we are back. We do our best to try and stay on as much as possible, to do as many messages as we can as possible, but because I do not ask for funds, because I do not raise, send me money. No, that's not what we're about. I do this on my own. And sometimes I fall in those little pitfalls where I'm unable to pay the fee so that we can continue recording. But the Lord is faithful, and I'm going to be faithful to the Lord because we're back. We left off going through this year in a series of called, just these messages about these men who have been called by God. So today we're going to continue in that area of being called. Today we're talking about Noah. Noah has been called by God. The reason Noah has been called by God is because after Adam and Eve fell, the world and the men in the world and the men that was born of men in the world, hearts were only evil continually. As men grew on the earth, evil continued in their heart after Adam fell. To this point, all men are the sons of Adams. You know, that that family tree. It all goes back to Adam at this point. So all men that were born from all men that are on the earth now were born from Adam and Eve. These are their children. And these children have come through Cain. These children have come through Seth. These children have come from Adam and Eve. So all these children go right back. If you do a family tree, go right back to Adam. Now, when the earth was full, the Bible says in Genesis 6 that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were very attractive. And so the sons, the sons, the angels of God, who were then called the watchers, they left their place of responsibility with God, and they came to the earth and they took for themselves daughters among whom they chose to have relations with. And these women gave birth to children that we now know as Nephilim. The Nephilim were giants. If you were to research the word Nephilim and who they were, these people or these race of people were over 4,500 feet tall. They were taller than skyscrapers. And they were on the earth during the time of wickedness, because the Lord saw the wickedness. He saw the hearts of men that was only evil continually. Everyone on the earth was corrupt. Everyone. However, the Bible says down in verse 8 of chapter 6, but Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Now, wait a minute. How is it that the entire earth, the entire all mankind, is corrupt from his heart, but Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord? You know why Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord? Because of his great grandfather, Enoch. Now, Enoch was a righteous man. Enoch was so righteous, the Bible says that he walked with God and God took him, and Enoch was no more. Enoch never saw death in human flesh. He was one of two men who never saw death in human flesh. They were taken by the Lord, Enoch and Elijah. And because of Enoch's favor that the Lord had in Enoch to take him at 350 years old, where he would never see death, the bloodline of Enoch, Noah, his great-grandson, also received the same favor from the Lord that his great-grandfather received when the Lord took him at 350 years old. And Noah, at this point, is 500 years old. So he is 150 years older than his great-grandfather, but he still has the same favor in the eyes of the Lord as his great-grandfather did when he walked the earth. And so because of that, the Lord said in his heart that he regretted that he made the man on the earth, and it grieved him. It grieved the Lord to his heart, the Bible says. And so the Lord said that he will blot out man whom he has created from the face of the earth, the man, animals, and every creeping thing and bird of the heavens, for he has become sorry that he made them. Now, if you remember just a few chapters back, everything that the Lord made was good. Everything. But now he is saying that he is sorry for making everything on the earth. Why? Because of sin. Because of sin. Sin has come in and has corrupted man from within. Sin is the cancer that eats from the inside out. It begins in the mind. It begins in the heart. And it ends out in the open. But Noah, as unrighteous as he was, God remembered Noah because Noah is the great-grandson of Enoch. I believe that's why the Lord did not wipe out the entire earth. But Noah, nothing that Noah did. Noah had no special abilities. He had no way of purchasing his salvation. The Lord found favor in his eyes with Noah. And this is what the Lord told Noah to do at 500 years old. This is what the Lord told Noah to do. Now, remember, at 500 years old, Noah fathered Shem, Ham, and Japheth. One thing about the Bible is that they'll tell you the children or people of interest, and you have to kind of gather the rest for yourself. Because at 500 years old, Noah fathered Shem, Ham, and Japheth, triplets. But nowhere else does it talk about his children before. Nowhere else does it talk about his children during. It talks about the children he fathered at 500 years old. Because if he were to have children before he was 500 years old, guess what? Those children are corrupt also. And they don't have any favor in the Lord's eyes like he does, like Noah does. And so Noah, being over 500 years old by this point, is called by God to build an ark. And the Lord told him what to put in the ark after building the ark. He gave him the measurements for how long, how wide, how high, and how to put it all together. How to finish it. How to use a substance called pitch. How to use a wood called gopher. How to make the front of it 50 cubits. And how to make the height 30 cubits. How to make the length 300 cubits. Cubits are from your tip of your finger to the tip of your elbow. Those are cubits. And that's how it was measured back then, how wide it would be, how high it would be, and how long it would be. And so Noah spent just about 100 years building this ark. Now, what's funny is that the Lord made a promise to Noah that when he builds this ark, because he was commanded to build it, when he builds this ark, that he would spare his children and their wives. So 8 people are now in a boat, or now confirmed to be in a boat once it's built. And so the Lord told him to take every animal, every pair of animal on the earth, 2 by 2, to put on the ark. These were the ones that will be doing the reproducing when the water subsides and the dry ground resurfaces again. The Lord told him, yes, he did. He told him to take 2 of every kind of animal on the earth to keep them alive. But the Lord told Noah to do something else. He told Noah to get 7 pairs of animals to put on the ark also. Why? For the purposes of sacrifice. You see, man sinned, and the only thing that can atone for sin was blood. And so because Noah is going to be on this ark for what he knew to be an undeterminable amount of time, he needed to do his offerings wherever he was. He needed to do his offerings. So the Lord made it so that not only did Noah bring in 2 animals of its kind for reproduction, but also 7 pairs of animals so that sacrifices could be made. And so Noah did it. Noah listened. You know, among all the corrupt people in the world at this time, Noah was the only one to listen. It was because of who he came from and the relationship that who he came from had with the God of all salvation. You see, sometimes, Traveling Pulpit family, our protection comes from the family members that had the relationship with Christ long before we came to this world. That's why there is favor in our lives. That is why when you hear of a praying grandmother, she has prayed for generations of her grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, and the generations continue on. She has prayed for you. She has sought after the Lord because of you. She didn't know who you were or who you were going to be, but she prayed for you. There have been generations of grandfathers who have called the name of the Lord for you, who would not know you in this life, but has asked the Lord to be favor over you. Do you not know, Traveling Pulpit family, that some family members have prayed for you? That's a wonderful thing to know that you're where you are right now because someone in your family prayed for you. The thing about this generation is that this generation is falling away from its belief in God. But does that not happen in generations throughout the Holy Scriptures? Does that not happen when, you know, over in the old covenant, where we see the Bible says that generations believed in the Lord, then the next king would come in who did not believe in the Lord, and the generations did not believe in the Lord, and then that king died, and the next king who took over did believe in the Lord, so the people believed in the Lord. You see this up and down merry-go-round go on generation after generation. It just so happens that we could possibly be in the last generation that will ever see the earth the way it is, that is in a non-believing state. It happens. It happens. You soften people up. You pacify them. You give them what they want. You make it so they don't have to work for the things that they're supposed to have. You make it so responsibility is not for them to go out and accomplish. But it comes at a price. Do not believe the things that you hear, because we are providing for you. Do not ask for the help that comes from above because of the help that you're getting from my hand. Traveling Pulpit family, we have to turn our face back to God. It is the only way. We have to turn our prayers back to the Father who is watching us. We now, the generation of Generation X, we are now grandparents. And if we're not grandparents, pretty soon we will be grandparents. But we are the generation that has to turn our face back to the Lord. Just like the generation before us and the generation before them, where our grandmothers prayed over us before we even came into existence. They prayed for us. We have to be the generation that prays for the next generation, even though they're not here, because we don't know the day nor the hour. But the word of God must be transmitted through generation after generation after generation, which is why the Lord reminds us to tell the next generation about me, so that he will not be forgotten about, in the generation that is to come. I don't know if it's this generation, and I don't want it to be this generation. I don't ever want it to be a generation, but I do believe that it could quite possibly be this generation that forgets all about the Lord. And we know what happens to a nation whose God is not the Lord. We're going down. But we are called. We are all called, and we all have a responsibility. That is to do what we have been called to do. Just what Noah was given to do, a responsibility. Noah listened to the Lord. He did what the Lord told him to do. And as you'll see in the coming weeks, we're going into the series of Called, looking at the life of Noah. We'll see how these things benefited him. But on today, I just want to open up the scriptures and look at Noah, who has been called, and how he lines up with us in this day and time. Because back then there was only one man. But here, the day and the time we're living in, there's a whole world that the Lord has to choose from that he can destroy. Oh no, not have favor. Oh no, we're not worthy of favor. His son, Jesus Christ, is the one that has the favor. Just like it was Jesus then with Noah, it's Jesus now with us. We don't have favor. We have a savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. So if you don't know that, Traveling Pulpit family, I encourage you to get to know that. Get to know him before you meet him, and let that favor that is on him be pressed upon you, so that you will have favor through him and his sacrifice. Not that we have favor of our own, because we cannot brag for anything that we have no participation in. But we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But hallelujah, Jesus, that he has taken our sin and traded it with his salvation, that we might have a right to the tree of life. We don't know that day, but we have the responsibility to tell someone about it, about a day that's coming that we know nothing about, but we believe. That's what it's all about. Noah believed then, just like we believe now. Do you believe? Thank you, Traveling Pulpit family, for the opportunity to serve in this way, to deliver the good news of the gospel, that it be good news to you. that it be something that you can carry out into the workplace, the marketplace, and tell somebody just how good God is. And if necessary, use words. Walk with the favor of Christ that is on you, not the favor that you have from of your own, because you have no favor. We are all corrupt, but it is because of the favor of Christ we can walk in that newness of life, so that those who see us might just want to know what must they do to get saved. And they won't even say it that way. They'll say something's different about you. What is it? What is it about you? You seem to be having so much issues in your life, yet and still you seem to be just walking on clouds. What is it? See, that is the time that they've already read you the Bible that they're going to read. Now is the time to open up and say, it's not you, it's him. And when they say, well, who is he? Boom, you got him. You got him. You can tell them, because they want to know. Someone that doesn't want to know anything won't ask you anything. But someone who wants to know will ask you. And you got to be ready to tell them. So tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord, and if necessary, use words. So for the Traveling Pulpit Podcast, I am Vernon Sheridan, the man with the unscripted voice, just wishing you a very wonderful rest of your day, rest of your weekend. Let's get this springtime going. Let's tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. And as we go into the Passion Week, let us remember what it is that the Lord has done in our lives to make us say, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I believe in you. And Lord, I know that you have what's best for me at heart. Tell somebody. Let them know. I'm Vernon Sheridan. Again, the man with the unscripted voice, signing off for now. And looking forward to doing this with you on next week, if it is the Lord's will. I love you. Bye for now.